Alrighty then. Thanks for being back on the program. This is a little track from the brand new CD from local celebrity Dave Walker. The Dave Walker Band. His new CD is called Crazy All the Time. And this was the track called Big Strong Man. Great start. And a great band, all local people. Eddie T plays bass, and then we have Chris Cundy playing the organ, and Jimmy Lewis playing the guitar, and Mike Gillen playing the drums. So all local people. If you like Dave Walker, if you heard about him around town, make sure you pick up your copy of the Dave Walker Band, Crazy All the Time, available local and over the internet. And actually, you can go already to iTunes. I think on iTunes it is as well, the Dave Walker Band. I am grateful for the work that is being done by people and more things that we're hearing about the vaccines. And I know that somebody like Jenny McCarthy, who has been a model and actress and who is married to, Jim Carrey, the comedian, actor, she has a son with autism, and she is strongly convinced that it has to do with the vaccinations that he has received. And she has been on the media path and giving lectures all over to give information that, in her opinion, is very relevant for people to know about protecting their children from vaccines and especially from the effects that it may have and creating autism. Some people call her a kook because she is an actress and she doesn't know what she's talking about. However, she is so devoted and so dedicated that, again, we go back to this age of information that is out there with the internet. She has received a lot of information and studied a lot of information, just like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, about what is out there and what people should be aware of. It's all about awareness. And as I said before at the beginning of the program, I'm not here to diagnose, treat, or cure. But we give information. Use the information to your own discretion. If this is something that is playing in your life right now, and I know that we have listeners who have younger children. We also have senior citizens listening. You are usually the ones that are going to be involved in the vaccination program come flu season. It's going to be said that young people, of young children, infants, and the elderly are at the highest risk of developing a flu, and therefore that could have devastating results. You cannot protect yourself just with a needle. It is a combination of things. If you stay off the sugar for a few days, if you resist or cut back in your dairy intake, instead of having a glass of milk every day, start looking into almond milk or goat milk, or now they're even talking about donkey milk. Some people say that is the closest to human milk as possible, because there are even children who have an effect on goat milk, a negative reaction to goat milk. Whatever you can do to all of a sudden help your body get stronger, trust me, it's going to be better for you. Isn't it interesting that when we feel sick, we often don't feel like eating? The book Chicken Soup for the Soul is not something that was just came up by chance. Many of us, the first thing we do after we haven't felt good is eating chicken broth. So often our body doesn't want to handle anything else. So obviously, by changing what we eat or eliminating some of the food in order to give our body a chance to go through the reaction is safe to do. To start the healing process, to let the body reboot itself. They often said, and I think on one of the DVDs from Dr. Tenpenny that I have at home, she is talking about the raising of temperature. So they say, oh, people have 101 degrees. They go like, oh my God, I am sick. I have the flu. And she said, if you get up to 106, 107, you really got to watch out. But 101 to 104 is the flu. You have the heat, the fever, but that doesn't mean you're going to die. It's just something you keep an eye on. You use cold packs, ice, lots of fluids, and the body it means that the body is actually reacting to something that is going on the inside. Let the body do what it's supposed to do and give it just enough nutrition to fight off that specific infection. And the reason why I say that is because the numbers are showing that just because you have an infection doesn't mean you're going to die from it or that you're going to have a major reaction that is going to debilitate your quality of life. On the other hand, what we do see is that as children are being vaccinated, and as Dr. Tenpenny said, 16 vaccines, all different kinds of strains, before a child is actually six months old, this is very dangerous. So we need to keep this stuff this information in mind as we are, or before the age of six, I said 6 months, six years old, 49 doses of 14 different vaccines are given to children before they're even 6 years old. That is an amazing thing. If you go back to Dr. Bruce Lipton, who has been on the show, he is always talking about the importance of the age of six. He said, until the age of six, we are like a sponge. That happens already while we are while our parents are expecting us, but also the first 6 years of life. The effect that we get from outside influences are sticking with us for the rest of our lives. And so there is no coincidence here that children get so many vaccines before they're 6 years old. The long-term effects, as Dr. Tenpenny mentioned, is not just the increased risk of autism or Asperger's. It is also the effects on ADD and ADHD, allergies of all kinds of food, allergies in the form of asthma and asthma attacks, the increased risk of diabetes, especially because the highly addictive nature of getting into the sugars and the carbohydrates. So there are things that we need to keep in mind to keep the body healthy. And having said all that, 522-8255 is the number, 522-8255. So I want to come back for just a moment about the big new ad campaign that is going to start right here in the Gallatin Valley. I don't know about Park County, but they're working on that as well. I'm sure they're working on the entire state of Montana. As a new ad campaign aims to encourage immunization for young children in the Gallatin County. And this was in the Bozeman Daily Chronicle yesterday, front page. So it says that because we are dead last in the United States, we are all the way at the bottom of people who are a population that is not being vaccinated. They're going to start tomorrow in full force with a big ad campaign, print ads, radio spots, billboards, and movie theater previews. And I heard this last week, a few days ago, right here in the studio, the ad for the Bozeman Deaconess Hospital, which is going to play, and they have these one-minute ads, and it talks very clearly about the misinformation that people have about vaccinations. And so that they say, don't be afraid. You know, there is nothing wrong with it. All these people who say that it is not good for you, don't trust them. They do not know what they're talking about. That is plain and simple being said in this ad. And many of you, many listeners who hear those ads say, yes, of course the doctor knows best. But as this Dr. Molden says, doctors are not trained. They don't even have the time with all the patients that they have in their offices to even educate themselves, to take a book and educate themselves about the vaccines, the dangers of vaccine and the long-term effect of vaccines. You can educate yourself. So when it says, trust your doctor, and as you will hear in the Bozeman Deaconess campaign coming up, on the newspaper or in the radio ads, you pretty much feel like you're stupid. That you're stupid because you even dare to question the fact of the dangers in vaccines. So there is a lot that we need to know. We need to learn. It says over here that Montana has the worst rate of immunization for children 19 to 35. Is it the worst because it is the lowest? Or should we say Montana has the best rate of immunization for children 19 to 35 because we don't have, not everybody is vaccinated. And as Dr. Tenpenny said also, there is a difference between vaccinations and immunizations. A vaccination is the actual act of putting a needle or a mist up the nose or a needle in the arm or wherever we put the needle with a substance, a toxic substance that goes into the body. An immunization is what you hope to create out of this vaccination. There's no guarantee you will be immunized, and that's why so many people still have the side effects of it. It says over here in the article, in the Chronicle, there are no hard facts on why Montanans don't get their children vaccinated as often as people in other states. Health officials can only speculate. There are no hard facts? Well, maybe people are educated in this state, or maybe they're concerned. Maybe people are not stupid. Maybe people say, hey, I don't want to be vaccinated. Lori Francis is mentioned in there as well, and she is with the Community Health Partners in Livingston. She says getting all of the CHP's young patients fully immunized is priority. Community Health Partners. She says getting all young patients fully immunized is priority. She says, I think this data is important because it will help us mobilize to improve immunization rates. No, she is vaccinating. She is not immunizing. She hopes to immunize, but she is first of all vaccinating. And again, there are other things that you can do in order to help yourself with that. The state is also actively working to improve Montana's standing nationally, says Jim Murphy, chief of the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services Communicable Diseases Bureau. This includes an effort to keep the state's immunization registry updated. You see how they use the words vaccination, immunization intermittently. It's just not correct. Which means working with counties to improve their reporting system. Not every county looks badly when you look at individual county data, Murphy says. In some counties, it may be a resource issue. Either they're not taking the time or they don't have the staff to notify children to come in. We're trying to step up that area. Murphy also says the state is also working on an ad campaign, as well as outreach in daycares and private clinics. But when it comes to figuring out how to get more children vaccinated, a lot of the heavy lifting falls to the counties. He encouraged parents to seek out accurate information about vaccine safety, either by contacting the health department or healthcare providers. Now, I'm not a healthcare provider, but I think today's show will give people some more information. And I think the website, drtenpenny.com, will give you some great outlet, a great outlet to become the best educated person you are. So thank you very much for that, Mr. Murphy. I appreciate that, that you encourage parents to seek out accurate information about vaccine safety. He says, we understand that parents have questions about vaccine safety, and they have questions about whether they need to protect against diseases they don't hear much more about. Unfortunately for us, we are trying to compete with sources of information that are not very accurate, he said. The alternative, which is to vaccine, the alternatives to vaccine is not good. The alternative being diseases that are easily preventable. Isn't that something? I mean, for all of you who've listened today, let me quote that again. Unfortunately for us, we are trying to compete. Compete? What do you mean compete? You just, there's another alternative. It's not competition. It's about giving the right information, give people a choice. We're trying to compete with sources of information that are not very accurate, he says. The alternative to vaccines is not good. The alternative being diseases that are easily preventable. When you look at the smallpox vaccine and you look at the polio, you see that actually the numbers were going down naturally before they actually figured out the vaccine to inject in people to make sure it would never happen again. The body was taking care of itself. And some of the issues that they have and some of the solutions that you have, if you feel that somebody has a flu or has an infection, stay home. They talk about quarantining. Well, the government may want to quarantine you, but if you quarantine yourself and your family inside the house and make sure that it does its thing, then you will not affect the rest of the community. It is the people who go out, who don't wash their hands, who start coughing in public, who go to the office because they have to work and not do anything else but just take the flu shots or some kind of an injection, who are not doing anything else about their health to make sure that they're not affecting their colleagues or people they're carpooling with or people at the club or wherever you go, so that these vaccines, that these infections start spreading around. And I understand if you look at dorms, students get sick and they pass it on to each other. But now let's look at the majority of students and the lifestyle that they live. They're not always having the healthiest diet. They don't always have the healthiest lifestyle, not enough sleep. Their activities late at night are usually, they're busier during the night than that they are during the morning hours. So the regular sleep pattern is really not there. So what can you do as a student if you are interested in helping yourself, protect yourself from these, from a possible infectious disorder if you were not to be vaccinated? You can take large doses of vitamin D3. We're talking about 10,000 a day. We're also talking about increased vitamin C uptake or vitamin C. And Dr. Tenpenny is very clear what some of the suggestions that she has is pre-treat if you are going to have a vaccine. So now this is for people who are going to be vaccinated. You know that let's say she is talking about the students who cannot attend college, who cannot go to school because they need to get vaccinated. Now, these are some suggestions that she has. So if you are forced to be vaccinated, vitamin C, pre-treat 5 days before, the day off, and 5 days after the vaccination. And for adults, that would be to bowel tolerance. So an easy way is to take powder. You can get about 4,000 to 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C in a teaspoon. And you do that, take 10, 15,000, 20,000 a day to see till you get a loose stool. When you get a loose stool, take a little bit less. You can also do it with tablets. So you can say, I'm doing two tablets, 1,000 milligrams each, and I do that every hour, or one every hour. That brings you up to 10, 12, 13,000 a day. And that will help you. And if you get a loose stool, then you back off the next day. So pre-treat 5 days before, the day of the vaccination, and 5 days after the vaccination. For children, do 10 milligrams of vitamin C per pound of body weight, once to twice a day. 10 milligrams per pound of body weight, once to twice a day. The other thing is vitamin A. Pre-treat 3 days before and the day of the vaccination. Adults, do 100,000 IUs a day. 100,000 IUs a day. And children, do 25 to 50,000 units a day. So that will be pre-treat at 3 days before and the day of the vaccination. Now, immediately after your vaccination, wipe it off with alcohol and apply a mineral oil poultice for a minimum of 30 minutes. A mineral oil poultice for a minimum of 30 minutes. And then take 4 to 8 ounces of silver daily for a few weeks. And that will help you to fight any infection that you may get from the possible vaccine. So having said all that, folks, we are at the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I have. It was a great program, good information. We appreciate your listening. Next week, Chuck and I will take off. And the week after that, we'll be back with Dr. Dan Carter. So have a great week and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Gesundheit with Jacobus every Saturday morning from 8 to 11.